I'd like to call the County Council meeting of August 7th, 2018 to order. Madam Clerk, could you call a roll, please?
Mayor Olson is excused. Council President Dandrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayor?
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here.
Let's stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As we start out, the citizen comment period. Is there any citizens out there wanting to place their comments on the record?
Casper Green, 3519 West Forest Hill Avenue. I'd like to draw your attention to number 17, item number 17 on the agenda. About 4 or 5 weeks ago, I believe the parents across the street were gone, and so the kids threw a party, and it wasn't noisy or anything like that, but I looked out about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and somebody had parked directly in front of my mailbox. And so I'm asking you to vote for this because that was a Saturday, and I should have gotten some mail, which I always do. And it makes you kind of angry when somebody parks in front of your mailbox, although there's no law against it. But I think we ought to pass this ordinance so that that doesn't happen to other citizens, and I'm sure it has to a lot of people here in Franklin. So let's make it against the law for people to park directly in front of the mailboxes. Thank you.
Thank you, Casper. Anyone else?
Kurt Bolton, 8035 West Imperial Drive. I did get a copy of the survey in the mail, and I did want to make a few comments about that. Number one, I thought that the way of analyzing the information, the need for it, wasn't as good as it could be. I don't doubt that the Common Council is going to do what is right, and I'm not here to talk about whether we need more police and fire or not. What I did want to talk about was a number of things. First of all, it should show to everybody the idea that development leads to lower taxes doesn't tell the whole story. Anybody who just says that and doesn't look into it any further is just showing a little bit of a lack of understanding of taxes and development and how they're interrelated. The other thing is that I looked at issues like this a long time ago. One thing I would like to recommend is that the Common Council, the administration, look at a different way of measuring the effectiveness of local government, and that's through looking at the cost per parcel. Every year, on an annual basis, every community in the state of Wisconsin has to report its revenues and expenditures by category. And to me, that's always been a very good way of trying to compare different municipalities and look at how their costs vary from one to another. I did, for a number of years, follow costs per parcel for Oak Creek, Greenfield, City of Franklin, and the City of New Berlin. It was sort of interesting that it seemed to be a pretty common trend that Oak Creek was the most expensive, Franklin and Greenfield were somewhere in between, and New Berlin was the lowest. I think this provides a way of maybe looking or identifying different municipalities and wondering what they're doing that's different than we do here in Franklin. And I forgot my last point, but it'll have to go with that. So anyways, I did want to thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you, Kurt. Anyone else? Before I close the public comment period. Okay, you got 3 minutes. Your name and address for the record, please.
Judith Mills and 8018 West Winston Way, Franklin. The survey that went out to the residents was in terms of the fire department and emergency medical services, and the survey based comparing Franklin against the spending per capita, and then you listed all of these other cities, or your survey company did. And I looked up the number or the population of all of these cities, and they either have similar, well, the ones below us, you have, okay, Janesville has a population of 63,479. They spend less than we do. And Eau Claire, 68,339. They spend less than we do per capita. Appleton, 74,370. They spend less than we do. Our population is 35,620. So you have three cities that were used as an example per capita spending. They have double almost or more people per capita, and they spend less than we do on fire and police, on fire and emergency. Then when you go above the spending line, you have cities here that double or triple our per capita in terms of how many people live in their cities. And while they spend more than we do, they spend you know, a couple bucks more, 10 bucks more, 20 bucks more, but they have so many more people than we do, so that what you're asking for in terms of a tax raise doesn't correspond with the number of people in the city. So when you send out this survey, it actually counteracts what you're asking for when you're basing it on per capita. So you shouldn't need to raise taxes here based on the survey that you sent out. Then when you go to the fight or the police, where's that one? That gets even worse. Okay. You're comparing us against cities that have, in terms of the value of the properties, the houses, etc. These cities, like, they're comparing us to Glendale, Bayside, Fox Point. What do they have here? These really wealthy communities, River Hills.
Okay, Ms. Mills, you have to wrap up your thought.
Okay, these are cities that have multi-million-dollar homes in them, homes where the land is worth more sometimes than the house is sitting on it, that the possessions in those homes, in terms of the art collections in them, are valued very highly, where the contents, the furs, the furniture, etc.
You're off topic. Yes, yes. And personal property does not come into the equation.
I'm talking about police.
Why don't you wait for the item that comes up? You're not going to have a chance to talk, but you had a chance and an opportunity to write your opinions and submit your opinions so we could have a review of your opinion in writing. Did you do that?
I did.
Okay. Well, really, then we've got it.
Yeah.
So thank you. But your time is up.
Yeah.
We've got to conduct the meeting, Ms. Mills.
Thank you.
Okay? Thank you.
You are so opposed to information and whatnot. And what I'm saying here is that your survey was a very poor survey. It was inaccurate. It did not survey what it should survey. It gave people false information when you were asking. What you were asking for was goofy.
Okay, that's your opinion.
No, it's fact.
And it's on the record.
It's not an opinion. Okay. There's data here showing that this is not.
You're arguing with me. And where's the respect? You had 3 minutes to be able to let us know your comment.
Okay.
Okay, and you've had now 5. But we've got to continue on with our agenda. Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, we will close the public comment period. Approval of the minutes, page 5.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, and I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Just to inform you that the mayor, the common council president sitting in for the mayor, will not vote unless he's got to break a tie.
Vote as acting.
Or vote as, I'll vote as acting mayor. Okay, motion. Motion passes 5 in favor, none against. Organizational hearings. There are no hearings in our paperwork for tonight. Organizational business. There was one piece of business that came up to me, and I'm going to give the floor to Kelly Berg, our development director, to just tell us real quickly about something that's coming up.
Thank you. I just wanted to put a mark on your calendars for October 25th for the business appreciation event, which will more than likely be taking place at Tuckaway Country Club. And Alderman Barber and one other member of the EDC have been working with me on planning up those details. At an upcoming council meeting, I will be giving you much more information. But I wanted to make sure you're aware of it so that you didn't get rumblings in the community, people hearing rumors about what's this big event coming on at Tuckaway Country Club. So please mark your calendars. We would love to have all of you join us. And I'll be back with more information at a later date.
You'll send an email at the time?
I will send an email, postcard, social media.
That would help.
We're going to get the word out as soon as we can.
Excellent.
Thank you, Kelly.
Excellent.
Letters and petitions. There aren't any letters and petitions, so we'll go on to business. Item G1.
Please hold out item B.
Pardon?
Please hold out item B for Halloween.
Why don't we just take each one separately? And, yeah. Then it'll just be easier that way. G1A.
So moved.
Second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor, none against. G1B.
I'll make a motion 4-7 on Sunday, October 29th, like we've done in the previous years.
Second.
And you do know that there's a Packer game?
Yeah, that's fine.
There's a motion.
I ain't watching it. My team
is
orange
right.
And
you're
blue.
Denver.
Yeah, I'm a Denver fan.
So there's a motion and a second.
So if the kids come to the door and that game's on because it's a West Coast game, I'm not answering it. So,
sure.
I mean, it affects me more than anybody, right?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion passes 5 in favor, 5-4. None against. Motion passes.
Who seconded it? John Nelson. John Nelson. He likes orange as well, but he's a Packer fan. But
Raiders.
Still, Raiders. He still
Raiders.
Supports me with the orange.
Item G1C, a donation to the fire.
So moved.
Second.
From the Lions. Got a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor, none against. G1D.
So moved.
Move to approve. Second.
We got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-4. 5 in favor, none against.
Okay.
Item G2.
I think that was quicker, but.
Maybe. Also. Council.
This is the conservation easement with regard to the Aspen Woods subdivision. It was before the Common Council at its last meeting, and it was approved subject to technical, et cetera, changes by staff. However, subsequent to the meeting, found out that instead of Viridian Homes LLC as the party granting the easement to the city, that with the development, it would be BH Aspen Woods LLC, as is set forth in the council meeting agenda packet material. And the thought was change a party to a contract. That's beyond a technical change, so the council should be advised accordingly with regard to the content of the conservation easement. Outside of the name change, what was added was the vacation of prior easements, which are being replaced by this conservation easement. And with regard to what's in the packet on the conservation easement, there's one typo in a statutory citation that should have been a 0, and it's a 1, so that'll be changed.
What kind of motion do you need?
don't need any motion, and that it will be recorded prior to the recording of the final plat.
Okay.
I have one.
Okay, Alderwoman.
On the signature page, the notary is missing the, it says notary public, missing the C. On page 29, the fourth page, last page of the.
I think I saw that on the run somewhere when I received the pro forma copy, and that will be corrected too. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, well, no action needed. We'll place on file, and city attorney will take care of it. G3 is a resolution conditionally approving lot A3 certified survey map being part of the northeast one quarter, the northwest one quarter of section 13. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Oh, we have a question. Well, we have a motion.
Motion.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
I remember walking this parcel years ago when Bennett was still here, and there was some type of water just gushing up out of the ground like a spring or a drain tile. Has that been reviewed?
Well, there is a wetlands that does
in
go
the back,
through the...
Way in the back.
No, this was no, it pretty goes, close to the center of the property.
It goes in the top, well, one-third, maybe in the first half. There's a wetland in the first half, and then it
I don't
opens
think it goes
up.
Back
well, I know what a wetland looks like, but I know what a gushing area of water that looks like a spring fed. So I'm just curious. I know it's pretty wet.
If you look at the lot, it goes back to about, it doesn't go back to halfway on that whole parcel. If you look at lot three.
Well, the parcels will be in the front.
Yeah.
Well, and they changed these from initially wanting to have four, and then with a road going let's say with a road that would be designated to go through it, but that's been topped out. How about Glenn? Do you have any comments to add on this?
I do recall there was a discussion of at least the drainage pattern through that, say, the first third of it, but I don't recall any gushing water conversations.
Okay. Alderman?
Well, I remember at a prior meeting we had a number of residents here showing up that were in opposition to having homes built here because of access and that. Has that...
The opposition in planning was more steered toward the road, possible road going through it, and it would be going through the easement. So to remedy it, they recommended to put a cul-de-sac that would end there. In reality, a road ever going through is probably not even a practical idea. Okay, so that's where they had more of a problem with.
Did they come
road.
To Plan Commission? Did people come to the Plan Commission meeting?
Oh, yes.
Because I don't see them here tonight, because I remember we had this before us, and there was, you know, some of my constituents on the east side of the road were not happy with this. I mean, none reached out to me saying this is a problem, but it was this issue resolved then to their satisfaction? I mean, I don't see them here, but.
Yes. Okay. I would say that it was more resolved.
From
that.
What the initial
from
thought.
The okay. From, there were two meetings. The first meeting there was more there was opposition.
Yeah.
The second meeting that we had with this revised plan.
Right.
There was not any opposition.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hang on, Mr. Deedle.
Just want to be clear that road reservation still does go all the way through. The applicant was proposing a cul-de-sac, but it was a split vote at the Plan Commission, so it's still the street reservation still goes all the way through the property and connects up to 35th Street.
Correct, but...
But it's only a reservation.
It's a reservation only.
Correct.
The reality of it really ever going through is probably what? I mean, in a percentage?
Slim. Unless the guy really wants to tackle a big... NRSE filling in wetlands kind of stuff,
okay.
Then you might be able to squeeze out some lots.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Okay. Thanks, Joel, for the correction. Do I have a motion on this matter?
There's a motion.
Oh, I had a motion. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
So we're approving this for lots. Are we going to have another one of these where the lots, the buffers are going to be inside the development lots? Because I'm really hoping not with the amount of water on this site.
Not right now because it's only three lots, so two small lots away from the wetlands, so those are okay, and then one large lot for everything else. Only if they come back with more lots will they start running into that problem.
please note that I won't be in favor of that. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? No. Seeing none? All in favor?
Aye.
We need a second.
We didn't get a second.
Oh, we didn't have a second. Oh,
second.
John did. Mr. Nelson. Alderman Nelson did.
Kind of casual here. It's all right. It's good. That's good. Yeah.
Kind of loosey-goosey.
Yeah, no suits. No suits allowed, yeah, except for right. One.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? What?
I was just wondering about the ringing noise.
What?
Maybe I'm sitting too close to the mic. It's used to.
It's used
to having the mayor sit here. There's a little bit more to absorb.
The chair.
Oh,
for the chair too.
Ooh.
Can I take the vote? I asked for.
You never finished.
Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor. None against. Is that okay, Ms. Clerk? Mm-hmm. Madam Clerk. G4, page 51, is, let's page through our package here, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for replacement of an easement snowmobile bridge over Ryan Creek in the Franklin Park, used upon property located in the southwest one quarter, et cetera, et cetera.
So move.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. G5 is 75. A resolution conditionally approving land combination for tax keys 704-1007 and 704-1010001. This is regarding the Menards property on Lover's Lane.
Second.
I'm going to ask a separate roll call.
We have a roll call.
What?
On G5? Mm-hmm. No, we don't have a roll call on this one. But
I'm asking for one because I'm not going to vote for this. I can tell you why. I want to know my reasons
sure.
why.
We'll let you read. But I have
like,
a motion.
I would like to hear more data because I know there was a lot of discussion at the Plan Commission. I'd like if staff could.
We had a motion. We had a second. Discussion. Mr. Deedle, please, from planning.
Yes, there was a fair amount of discussion. Actually, it was tabled a couple times as well on this item. The concern, I believe, and Alderman Dandrea can correct me if I'm wrong, was partly the impact on taxes, partly the impact on the potential future development of that land. Right now, the one lot closest to Highway 100 is vacant, is large enough to have its own standalone development. What Menards is proposing is to combine those two lots into one and add another warehouse. It'll eat up half or more of that parcel. There'll still be a little bit of land left, but not enough to develop anything on it, other than some future addition, you know, another warehouse building type thing. So there was concern and questions and discussion by the Plan Commission at that. Ultimately, it was decided, they recommended for the land combination, a recommended approval, and they did, with a number of conditions, approve the site plan amendment so they could build that warehouse. But I believe those were the two main concerns.
From the city's perspective or from the Plan Commission's perspective? That's correct. Another economical standpoint from Menards is they've been trying to market this property for in excess of the 15 years that they've been there without success. They obviously had sold two outlots to two adjoining properties on the other side of the entryway. But this one had no interest, never had interest. So now, economically speaking, with the changes in time of demand for online ordering, Menards is faced with having product in a necessity. They have to have product or they lose it to their competitors. And so the need for Menards to expand and put that additional resource becomes critical in this changing environment of procurement online. And so if they don't have product, they lose it to a competitor. And the cost, and Mr. Deedle, you may have the numbers, but I believe it's $2 million plus for the cost of this 1.7 to build this this facility. If we estimated on an acre parcel as a city, we were looking at about $1 million per lot improvement plus. That was a goal of ours in our 30-70 plan. So we're not far off with that, and we're helping a large partner in the city to continue to expand and meet the needs of a growing community as well as the growing surrounding community around us. Alderman Taylor.
Well, first off, partners usually don't sue you, and so I don't know if I wouldn't call them necessarily a partner. I look at this as a lot that's just going to go to waste. I mean, it's on Highway 100, with all the construction that's going on, you know, in Hales Corners, and eventually it's going to move all the way. We know eventually that's going to all be widened. I mean, it could be years and years. We know that. But this is, what, about $2 million, and we think it's a $2 million addition? But it's an empty building, right? It's lumber. It's what's in it. So we already have a building that what costs $20 million to build, that saying that it's only worth five. I mean, there's just, once we allow this, that piece of property, you know, which could be used for better, it won't. Like I said, partners don't sue. Yeah, so I'm not going to support this. I think you can have a much better use there, a future use. It's on Highway 100, for God's sake. So that's where I stand.
Alderman Nelson.
I had the opportunity to talk with some of the Menards leadership on this, and I just asked for a few numbers. And they, right now, that organization employs about 140 employees. Just over 50 of them are Franklin residents, and this addition would probably add another five or so positions. And I understand the concerns of some other members on the council. I think they've been a great partner. They've been, as far as I understand, other concerns of it, but as far as employing people and what they produce, so I or what they sell, so I support it.